Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. My dear brothers and sisters, the Gospels aptly and poignantly summarize the public life and ministry of Christ Jesus with these striking words. Having loved his own who were in the world, Christ Jesus loved them to the end. Before Jesus could breathe his last on the cross, he gave us all a very precious and priceless gift. He gave us all, and I emphasize, he gave us all without exception, the gift of his own mother. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. In a word, Mary is the mother of God and of each and every person in our global family. Jesus had truly reserved the best for the last. If God is our Father, Mary is our mother, and all of us without exception. As St. Paul has rightly said, God has no favorites. My dear brothers and sisters, 100 years ago in Fatima, Portugal, three little shepherd children were tending their flock in a meadow. Their names were Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta. Suddenly, they became aware of an extraordinary presence, almost like a heavenly apparition. Looking up, they saw a beautiful lady with the most enchanting smile, assuring them that they had no reason to be afraid. She was the Blessed Virgin Mary. As the three children reverently fell down on their knees, our Blessed Lady informed them that she had come from God with an urgent message to every man, woman, and child in the entire world and of every century. Her mission was threefold. First, to invite one and all, regardless of nationality, language, religion, or culture, to live in accordance with God's will or else face God's wrath. Second, that war is a punishment for sin. And third, that God would unfailingly bless the entire world with peace if people would only comply with his holy will. If God is our Father, then it stands to reason that we all, without exception, are his children and members of one global or universal family. As the Mother of God and the Mother of God's children, our Blessed Lady did come from God to express her motherly anguish at the sharp decline in global affairs and her maternal concern for the well-being of one and all in God's family. This is why the apparition of the Virgin Mary in Fatima and her earnest appeal is so universally relevant and vitally important. So said Pope St. John Paul II. As can be expected, the news of this apparition, this astounding apparition, did spread around Fatima like wildfire. Many were truly excited, but as can be expected, a sizable majority were skeptical, cynical, and disbelieving. Were the children hallucinating? Were they victims of an illusion? Or worse still, were they fabricating a lie? And these children must have conveyed it to the Blessed Virgin Mary and said, "Who is going to believe us?" And Mary said to them, "I want all of you to assemble in this meadow on the 13th of October." And so on the 13th of October 1917, 70,000 people saw the sun literally dancing. And as it rotated, it kept getting smaller as it approached and larger as it moved away. But the astounding fact was that the people could look at the sun without blinking. nor did the powerful rays of the sun affect or damage their eyes. At the sight of this spectacular miracle, every person present, believers and non-believers, dropped to their knees and earnestly begged God for forgiveness and mercy. My dear brothers and sisters, it is reported that at the conclusion of the Second World War, General Douglas MacArthur, a 5-star general and the chief of staff of the United States of America, he said with deep, deep regret, "In war, there are no winners, only losers." One biographer has said that these historic words were prompted not just by the horrors of a long-drawn, costly and wasteful war, but more especially by the colossal and catastrophic damage done by the atomic bombing of the Japanese cities of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Two densely populated and flourishing cities were reduced to no more than a pile of rubble. Even more, countless innocent lives were lost, and the few who survived had nothing to look forward to. Their hopes for the future were shattered irreversibly. In war, there are no winners, only losers. If I may be permitted to be personal, friends, I have just concluded the spellbinding but heart-rending novel by the world-renowned novelist Khaled Hosseini, A Thousand Splendid Suns. The author has personally lived through the horrors of a long-drawn, fratricidal and ruinous war in Afghanistan, and painfully he has witnessed the heartbreaking consequences on displaced families and innocent men, women and children as they struggled every day to survive amid horrific circumstances that literally defy expression. In war, there are no winners, only losers. It is for this precise reason, my dear brothers and sisters, that our Heavenly Mother is appealing to one and all to pray fervently and ceaselessly for international unity, harmony, and peace. Her appeal 100 years ago in 1917 is even more urgent 100 years later in 2017. As is well known, there are three things that each and every human being in our entire global family of 8 billion, there are three things that every individual ardently longs for, and that is peace, security, and harmony. And only God can do the seemingly impossible, and God will, especially through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Said Jesus to the sinking Peter, "Why did you doubt me?" Peter did the impossible. He walked on water because he trusted Jesus. But the moment his faith wavered, he began to sink, and he stretched out his hands appealingly, saying, "Lord, save me, lest I perish." And Jesus walked up to him and took him by the hand and said, "Peter, why did you doubt me?" Jesus never makes an empty promise. Said Jesus, "Peace I leave with you. My own peace do I give you. A peace this world cannot give, that is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." There is no one closer to Jesus than Mary, our Heavenly Mother. And there is no one whose prayers will be more effective than those of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I yet remember reading of a very famous general in the Second World War, a very courageous soldier, but a man with a very great, great devotion to our Blessed Lady. And he said, "There were times in war when I was overwhelmed with anguish, fear and doubt. At times like that, I turned to our Blessed Lady, and Mary, my mother, has never, never failed me."